played for so long, and the longer I played, the more apparent it was becoming to me how hard it was to get a Super Bowl. Just to get to the Super Bowl, you know, I got close several times, but it was like I really never knew how hard it actually was to get one, and then to get there and have one shot at it. So it was pretty special.
What was the feeling like when you finally won that Super Bowl and the clock finally ticked off?
What was the what?
What was the feeling like when the clock finally ticked off and you were a Super Bowl champion?
I was just relieved because it was, you know, it was going back and forth the whole game, and it's like, well, if there's any more time, you know, whoever's got the ball is going to win. So, you know, it was, you know, it was just relief it was over and it ended the way it did. And I mean, it was, you know, kind of a storybook ending there for myself because that was like your last game in the Super Bowl and all that stuff. So, you know.
Is this induction going to change your life, or are you still feeling pretty much like the same guy you were before the announcement?
I hope it doesn't change me. It's a great honor, but I still want to be the same guy when it's over. So that's the goal. Is I've got more friends and associations now, but I'm still going to be the same guy, the blue collar guy. So. You're not going to see a big flip-flop on my part.
What are your emotions, Gary, with the whole this whole process?
I don't know. It's they brought that blob of clay. You know, that was pretty powerful, and they set that on the counter. You know, that's when it first hit me. It was like, wow, this is pretty powerful. And I've been told when you get to the podium, it's going to hit you. So. First seeing that blob of clay when it first hit me, it was pretty powerful, and I'm sure getting back in camp there is gonna really hit me, and hopefully my knees will hold up.
Now, will you not see that finished product until it's unveiled at the event?
I don't know what the procedure is. You know, he left here with a blob of clay, and he's gonna rework it. So I don't know.
Okay.
If they're gonna let us see it when we get there or not, I don't know what the procedure is.
Okay.
Gary, when was the first time you ever went to Canton?
For John's induction.
What did it mean that first time going there, just being in a place like that?
It's pretty impressive. I mean, just going in the hall there with all the bust and stuff, it was, I don't know, it's just kind of unreal. It's just something that, you know, like I've always told people, I never, you know, thought of myself being in there, so people have a hard time with that, but that's just the honest truth. I just never thought that way.
Who else is going to be joining you, family, friends-wise?
All of my family, my brothers and my mother and uncles, my wife's family. We've got quite a crew coming from the West Coast, so we're going to have quite a showing, so it's going to be...
And you still plan on having Pat Bowlen introduce you?
Have Mr. Bowlen, yes.
Gary, can you talk about what made Denver such an endearing place for you after your experience in Minnesota?
Well, what I've been telling people is I felt, you know, when I went to Denver, it was like, you know, a dog gets put in the pound. And you get a new owner, and your loyalty is to that owner, and the owner treats you good. And that's I guess that's the easiest way to explain it, is the way Mr. Bowlen treated everybody in the organization was unbelievable. Coming from where I came from, they didn't treat people quite as well. So, you know, I thought it was that way across the league. And then to go to Denver and just to be have your eyes open like that, it was just, you know, unbelievable to be treated like a man and with respect and dignity. And it made you want to stay there, and it made you want to win for the man.
What does it mean to be, you protected John's blind side for so long, and now you're going to be going to Canton where his bust is. What does that mean to be joining John in the hall to you?
It's a great honor, but to be honest, there should be more Broncos in there, and so hopefully this will, you know, get more consideration for more guys, but I don't know how there could not be any more Bronco guys in there, but hopefully this will bring consideration to some other guys.
Gary, what can we expect from your speech?
Well, I was up late last night working on it, and the problem is I got twice as much as I need. That's my issue right now, is I'm trying to cut it in half and not screw up the whole meaning of it. So I don't know at this point. I'm trying to cut and trim, and for the first time in my life, I have too much to say.
Got time for a couple more, guys.
Hey, what made you such a great left tackle, in your opinion? When you look back at your career, what made you such a great left tackle?
I don't like those words, but I just did the best I could, and I think maybe I took it a little more serious than some people. I mean, as a young child, that's what I've always wanted to play football, so I think it meant more to me. I don't know, it's just, you know, I often think that I hear people who are bulimic, you know, they see themselves as fat. When I was playing, you know, I saw myself as not good enough, so I always tried to be better. So that's, I don't know if that's a real element, but, you know, I could watch people and think they did a good job, and then I watched myself and I was, you know, kind of embarrassed, so I try to work harder. So I don't know. It's just, I always felt, you know, didn't want to let your buddies down. You definitely didn't want to, you know, let your teammates down. You didn't want to let your coaches down and that kind of stuff. So I guess, I don't know. Some people say I'm just old school. And,
Who from the Broncos is going to be in camp? Not a, I mean, I'm talking former teammates and even current, you know, current people.
I know Mark Schlereth, Diaz Infante, Mecklenburg, Brian Habib, a lot of the coaching staff that was there when I was there.